Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you in again here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you each Thursday morning on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And, of course, this program is made possible first and foremost by the sponsors who spend their money to try to attract you to come in and visit their business here in Clay County. And we'd like to issue a special invitation to you to do that, because we've got just about everything you need right here in Salina. So, hey, take advantage of hometown shopping, because I think there's a celebration coming up sometime here in a few days of about the small town shopping. So I think we've got something special planned for that. We'll get a little bit more information on that later. But we're glad to have you here with us this morning. And also, we'd like to thank the Three Star Program and the Clay County Chamber for all their help in putting this show together. And I'd like to thank Kevin Dawson, who substituted for me last week while I was off for a day. But today, we've got, as soon as she gets up here, Miss Haley from down at the Extension Service will be here. She'll be here just in a few minutes. And we've got, of course, our birthday and anniversary club today, where we'll draw out a name for one of those great ice cream cakes from out at the Salina Dairy Queen. So, and we'll remind everyone again, as you get reminded a number of times through the day, that if you want your name on the list for the free birthday anniversary cake, you need to call 243-5574 and leave a name and a number. And, you know, always, of course, speak slowly and clearly, because it is an answering machine. And we've got a pretty good list of celebrants today. So let's just take a little short break here right now and come back, and we'll talk a little bit about happenings today in history and maybe a few more things while our first guest gets up here. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're glad to be here on this nice, crisp morning this morning. I actually came in a little bit early and fired up the gas logs here in the old courthouse, and it's getting kind of toasty in here, so we're warming up pretty good. But I think the weather prognosticators say we're going to get up fairly warm today with a nice warm weekend coming up. So I guess we better enjoy these last few days of warmth, because winter's going to be up on us here before long. We're liable to have snow and just all kinds of stuff this winter. But getting back to some of the things going on here in Salina, coming up tonight is a big important football game down at Clay County High School at Joan L. Eads Field, and that Clay County plays Pickett County tonight. And I believe I'm correct on this. If they win tonight, that we will get to host at least the first round playoff game in the football playoffs this year. So that's a big game tonight, tomorrow night down there. And let's see, as I mentioned earlier, we've got the small, I think it's called Shop at Home or Shop Small Town. I'll get more information on that later. That's coming up here before long. And let's see what we've got coming up on November the 4th with the Moss Volunteer Fire Department, a bean supper and music beginning at 6 p.m. At the fire hall there in Moss. So that's coming up here before long, and we'll try to remind you of that again next week. But looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend this weekend, so get out and if you got an old antique vehicle, get it out and cruise a little bit, or whatever you've got, just get out and drive around, take a look. The leaves are beginning to turn, and the great colors of this area are going to start really, really showing up. So it looks like a great weekend coming up. And let's see, today, something I always like to do is our Today in History. And there's a couple, three very interesting things that happened on this day. One that we were just speaking about football, but the first official rules of football were drawn up and completed on this day in 1873, when Yale and Princeton, Columbia, and Rutgers drew up the official first rules for the game of football. So that we're still playing that today, I believe, aren't we? Fairly important. Okay, and now this is kind of neat here. In 1917, to provide a little bit of change in the menu for the soldiers in World War I in France, the first donut was fried up by the women of the Salvation Army. So, it's kind of strange sometimes how some of our things come about, because, that we all think now, Krispy Kreme, you can't go through buy a Krispy Kreme without stopping to get a chocolate-coated donut. So, but in 1917, the first one. And let's see, now this is something that I remember. In 1954, the country of Egypt gained control of the Suez Canal. You're sitting there thinking, what in the world is the Suez Canal, if you're not about the same age of me and some of the other folks around this area? But at that time, the Suez Canal was the major shipping lane of all of the petroleum coming out of the Middle East. Of course, now today that's a whole lot different than that now. But the British had control of that. I think they built it and they had control of it for a number of years. But in 1954, they turned it over to the country of Egypt, where it's located. And also in 1973 is the day the beginning of the Watergate scandal. This is the day that President Nixon officially refused to turn over the Watergate tapes, which led to eventually to his downfall with the subpoena of the tapes and the missing tapes and all that type of thing. So that was in 1973 on this day. And then you might remember this young lady. In 1945, Jeannie C. Riley was born. So and I don't know where they ever found what they throwed off that bridge or not yet, but she was born on this day. And in also, Evander Holyfield was born on this day, the boxer that lost part of his ear, I believe, in one of the matches. So those are a couple of things that happened on this day. And also, we had a whole bunch of people had a birthday on this day here in Clay County. So lots of good things on this day. Looked like Randall Kynes has slipped in. Is Miss Ashley on the way up, or did she get tired?
She's got held up, so I'm filling in today.
Okay. We're going to blame
Jason.
Jason, for not telling her.
Yes.
Because he
yes.
solemnly promised me out here at the chili cook-off that he would tell her because he couldn't be here, that he had to be out of town.
Well, the word didn't get passed along, and I'm filling in. Not near as attractive, you know.
Well, you know, we can't have everything.
I understand.
I mean, you know, but some of y'all weren't blessed with the good looks.
True. True.
Randall, what's been going on with you?
Well, it's just fall year. You mentioned Haley Wicks Barnes is our new home economist, and unless you got somebody scheduled, we'll plug her in next week, will you, Thomas?
Okay. Right.
She is a ball of fire and is bringing some wonderful things to the extension office. Kind of a passing of the torch, and by her being a Clay County born and raised kind of gal, I'm hoping that this will stop the rapid turnover. I'm beginning to think it's all me because we've since Miss Phyllis Boyce retired, we have went through a slew of good home economists. But I'm thinking we've got her the keeper now, and she'll have some things to talk to you about next week. I know you mentioned that you talked to Jason at the chili thing Saturday, and I'm ashamed to tell this, but because of scheduling and or weather, there's been a time or two that the weather's not been real good
yeah.
for the chili cook-off. I have never been to that until Saturday. And Haley took the initiative and had a 4-H team there, and so they consequently I had to be there. And but the county's going to be blessed having her in the county.
Chili cook-off's a pretty good day, isn't it?
It's a wonderful day. If I'd have realized what it was, I'd have been there before, you know.
Well, and you know, for $5, you get all the chili you can eat.
And good fellowship.
Good, a goodly number of people gathered up here around the square, didn't
it? Did Kevin have an idea how many bowls they sold?
No, I don't know. I do know they had a couple left over, I think, because the year before they ran short, so they ordered a few extra, and I think they used most of the extras that they used, so a whole bunch of people around.
It was a big crowd and a beautiful day.
And we had, do you know who won?
Yes, Pandora Reagan was the first. Don't hold me to this, but I believe the Methodist Church was second, Peaches was third, and the 4-H group won the display, the decorations. That right there is where a big addition to the Clay County Extension Office, because old Randall, he ain't much creative, and so we've got the people in there now that can make some things pretty, you know.
Yeah. And a bunch of enthusiastic young'uns out here working that
thing. They had a spree, they did.
That looked like they had a good time and had some pretty good chili, too.
Yeah. Naturally, they should have won, in my opinion.
Well,
you
would be remiss if you didn't feel that way.
I suspect that's the first chili that's been made with pork.
I'd say you're probably
and it was
probably
pretty
correct.
Good.
And it was pretty good. Of course, I know we had, like I said, a bunch of people together, had live music going on. Anytime we can draw a crowd of people here around the square, it's great for the old place.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Okay, now let's see. Have we got any? Let's see. What's coming up in 4-H? We got. I think I heard a rumor about public speaking.
Right now, the clubs have been organized, and they have had the first round of club meetings and of elected officers and those kind of things, and introduced public speaking November. That's now that I'm actually having offspring of kids that I had back early, and I see 4-H'ers that I had 10, 15 years ago and ask them, where do we benefit you? And they will always, if the theme is the public speaking type activities, getting kids to get up and talk. And I tell the kids in clubs, you know, they ask, well, what do you want us to talk about? And my standard line is, I don't care if you talk about your pet rock named Billy Bob. As long as you're talking.
With that, let's take a little short break and come back and see if we can find Billy Bob here somewhere.
We'll do it.
We may have some in here. We'll be back just in a minute. Right now, though, let's work in a few words from our sponsors.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test. Because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Randall's still here with me. But before we get back to what he was about the public speaking, I want to remind everyone, too, that coming up on, I believe, Friday the 27th, we've got our big Halloween celebration here in Salina. Where we kind of shut the town down and have kids swarm downtown Salina here, and we've got all kinds of candy. I don't know how many merchants are going to be involved in it this year, but basically every merchant here in and around the square and from all over the county said they set up booths up and down Avenue and around the courthouse here, and the sugar high here in Clay County is at an extreme level for about 4 or 5 days after that. Because they just have all kinds of candy. And also we'll be playing some spooky music and things like that going on. And I don't know whether we've got any contests or anything or not, but this is a big-time celebration here. So remind everyone of that. And I believe that is Friday the 27th of this month. Then the next night after that, I believe on the 28th, I believe that is the Fall Festival out at Salina K8, I believe.
It is.
So we've got a whole bunch of things going on here. And on another level, too, I would like to thank everyone that came out and showed up to our Cumberland Run Fall Cruise-In. First time we've had one of those in a while. And it may have been one of the most successful we've ever had here. We had cars lined up all the way from down at the jail all the way up to the four-way stop and all around the square. We had people double parked and great turnout for that. So the activities we're having here around the square, we're getting a bunch of people here, and we really appreciate all the folks that come in from out of town to see us, and we really appreciate all of our local folks to show up and make all these things successful. But with that, Randall, I'm through with my public speaking for a few minutes. Now you can talk a little bit about 4-H.
You must have had a good 4-H instructor when you were young.
Well, the first one I had was Miss Cassidy. That's way before my time. And that was back in the day when we had a whole bunch of elementary schools. And I was out at one of the one-room schools out in New Hope when she was there. And I guess Mr. Vaughn was in charge of the office, and she was the home demonstration agent, they were called in, and they would come around to the little country schools, and they'd have something where they would, maybe we would make peanut butter candy one time. Next time they would come in, and we'd mix up some kind of fruit punch or something, and always had a treat for us. And, you know, when you're about 5 years old, I think I still remember how to make that peanut butter candy.
I'd say you'll need to get Miss Faye to help you.
Well, now, that may be the one thing that I can do by myself.
Well, a few things. But now the falls here and at the extension office, we are gathering up show pigs for the kids to show. It looks like we're going to have the largest delegation of kids exhibiting swine that we've ever had, something over 30 kids. We've placed out 60 or 70 pigs. A lot of hustling and bustling going on right now. The farmers, they're kind of getting into a lull. Everybody's through haying as a rule, and folks that have raised corn, we're getting a lot of that cut. We've had a good crop year this time. Things are looking up.
Okay, I know you. When does the official start of the pig showing?
All right, they have to have possession of the pigs the 20th, which is what, tomorrow? And, matter of fact, I'm placing some tonight to finish that up. Then they will keep those until about the 15th of January. Between now and then, there will be 20 Skillathon training sessions where we teach all aspects of swine production, and then that's part of the show. They have a Skillathon contest. We'll have a couple working sessions on showmanship. Spend a lot of time bonding with the kids and presenting different type of leadership functions for them. We're really using the pigs to raise kids. We're not raising pigs. We're raising kids with pigs.
Well,
and that thing works pretty well.
Okay, you know, I have got a little thing pulled up here on my contraption over here about 4-H. And I know I'm looking across there at it, and it's, you know, the three things that 4-H are really stressing now. The first one is the one that anyone that's in education has heard, and that is the STEM program and agriculture. And it talks about how, you know, 4-H is involving kids in science, but not necessarily in science a lot of us think about, like you were talking about, there's actually a science to raising swine pigs, aren't there?
Yeah, and I know when Haley and Jason, they met with the school administration to discuss setting up clubs and those kind of things, they showed or took state standards in education and where our work in the 4-H club meetings address those things. The STEM program, was it science, technology, engineering, and math?
Yes.
Lots of those concepts are involved in the swine project. Kids on a regular basis have to weigh their animals and figure their average daily gain, figure feed efficiencies. Lots of pharmaceutical work in how those different medications work in the system. It's a lot of science-based information. And again, it's not just throwing feed in the feeder. We're trying to teach. I mean, that's, if we're just going to raise a fattening hog to process for home consumption, wouldn't be a whole lot of benefit to it. So we're trying to do some other things with it and have met with some success, have a lot of people supporting us, and we're indeed thankful for that, you know.
You know, I know just from some of the folks I've heard talk about, you know, like, well, even over in the cattle business, that they can tell you basically down to every ounce that goes on to an animal, they can tell you how much it costs them to put it there now.
They can tell you that, and then they have you was looking at your handy-dandy computer over there. They have some systems set up now where they literally can predict a trailer load of calves come into the feedlot. And they came from Thomas Watson in Salina, Tennessee. And Thomas's cattle have done this in times past. they can predict how those cattle are going to do, and consequently, they know economically going in whether or not they're going to make money on a load of cattle. But you know, if we got the forward contract pricing and all those things, the world has become smaller. It's just, you know, and that little computer you were talking about, that's done a whole lot of it.
Okay, and of course, then the next major thing is healthy living. I mean, I can always remember, you know, I don't think I can probably repeat the 4-H pledge right now, but my hand, my heart, my health.
We'll let Miss Haley do that next week.
Okay, but I know it's, you know, we, of course, we've always said farm living is the most healthy form of living that there is because of the, of course, the fresh air and the sunshine.
On Green Acres, that was the opening song, you know.
Yeah.
Farm living's life for me. But now they, all the 4-H programs are geared towards that. I know they've got some programs, Health Rocks, different type things, and they're, we have, are in the process of raising a generation of sedentary people that are sitting more than exercising. I know when, Thomas, when you and I were kids, they'd have to holler for you to come in the house of the night. Now you have to holler for to get the kids to go out and pick up the leaves in the front lawn. It's a different style, and the extension 4-H work on education for health reasons, you know, that's a big component, and I feel certain that Haley will be doing a whole lot of those type activities.
Well, you know, I know with the group of 4-H'ers that were out here, that the amount of fun that they had just by being out in the sunshine, meeting people and doing things, and I don't think I saw one of them with a telephone up to their ear.
That they probably would have been chastised if they had have been.
I mean, they were all actively, they were actively interacting with all the people that came by their booth. Of course, they were trying to promote themselves and get all the first place votes they could.
Good bribery.
For the people's choice. Well, of course, and they were enjoying it. And, you know, I think with a lot of young folks, it's something they're not used to, is that interaction with other people, especially adults.
I will tell you one of our 4-H'ers, he was soliciting votes when they were passing out chili, and he reminded one of the ones that was getting chili that, I know where you live. And I don't know for sure what he was telling, but I suspect we got a vote there.
Well, Randall, we've about to run out of time today, and appreciate you coming by, and I think we have got Miss Haley booked in for next week, and she's going to have a whole bunch, and she'll probably be a little bit better organized than we've been today, but it's always a pleasure having you here.
It's a slice of heaven anytime I get to come talk to you.
A quick fill-in on over at the fairgrounds. How's everything going over there?
Going real well. We've finished a successful season, just had the roller coaster yard sale. They had moved locations with it and expanded it by using the women's building inside. It's everything's going really well for Clay County. I'm tickled.
All right. Thanks for being here with us. And, folks, we'll be back just in a few minutes with our second guest. So just hang on a few minutes while we get in a few words from for our sponsors. And we'll be back, and we'll begin with reading of the birthdays when we come back. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test. Because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. I finally got rid of Randall Kimes, so and I replaced him with Mr. Wayne Nelson, and he is not too long ago assumed the responsibility of working with, and I guess he may be the leader of the CEO,
vice president,
the vice
of the
industrial development board here, and yeah. he is a of course a former. Student of Salina High School, graduated back about the time I started teaching here, back about 72. I think he was around for a year or so when I was teaching, but we're going to talk a little bit to him, about him, and let him talk about, his family was involved in the Oshkosh manufacturing here, I guess, his entire life up until it closed, and we might talk a little bit about that, and what I know he came back and worked for them a little bit before we moved off. So those things. But first, I guess we might ought to read the list of names that we have today that celebrated a birthday or anniversary this past week. And we want to remind everyone now that after today's show closes, you can begin calling in birthdays for the next week. And that will be up through the 26th. And we'll put your name on a list. And we've got this real sophisticated system where and it's non-computerized, where we draw out the name for someone who's going to win one of those great ice cream cakes from out at the Salina Grill and Chill. And with that, we also remind you to go out and buy and shop with those folks. They've got some good meals out there, especially. I like breakfast especially. They're one of the few fast food places that will do a la carte breakfast. You can order anything you want and make any kind of combination. You don't have to score number one, but they'll fix your eggs easy over, or they'll scramble them, or they'll hard fry them just about any way you want them. So go out there enjoy the services and the great food they offer. But with that, let's get into our birthdays and anniversaries here. And the first one I have is Ronnie Short. And I think I had five or six calls wanting to wish Ronnie a happy birthday. So if we'd have put his name in for every call we got, he'd have probably had a good chance of winning this cake. But we only put it in one time, but his mom, dad, brothers, niece, daughter, just everybody out in the area there where Ronnie lives would like to wish him a happy birthday. So, Ronnie, happy birthday. And then second on the list is Dean Smith from out in the Pine Hill area, and she celebrated her 85th birthday. And I'd like to especially wish her a happy birthday because about 2 years ago, she and her husband, Frank, and my wife and I, when she was 83 years old, we hiked up to Mount LeConte. And hate to say it, but she made it up before I did. And we've kind of made a date where we're going to try to go back on a certain date and maybe and try that again. But also having a birthday this past week, Brittany Davis on the 13th, so I'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And also Ezekiel Burnett on the 14th. And we had on the 14th, Kenny Westmoreland called in for himself and his children to wish his wife and their mother a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Cindy Westmoreland, on the 14th. And let's see, we had Miss Nola Cherry's family called in, the church family from out in that area, and Barbara Hale, to wish her a happy 90th birthday. So we'd like to wish her that birthday and many, many more. And also Margaret Strong from out in the Union Hill community, the folks out there would like to wish her a happy birthday. And also Margaret Strong had a birthday this past week, as did Anita Jones, and we'd like to wish them a happy birthday. And also this past week, another young lady celebrating a birthday was Wealthy Strong, who celebrated her 90th birthday on the 16th of this month. And also Gavin Beasley celebrated his 13th birthday on the 14th. And celebrating an anniversary this past week was Matt and Ashley Farrell. So we'd like to wish all these folks happy anniversary and a happy birthday. And here in a little bit, we'll get out a winner of who's going to win our birthday and anniversary cake from the folks out at the Salina Dairy Queen. Wayne, it's a pleasure having you here with us this morning.
It's nice to be here, Thomas. Thank you for having me.
And as I said, Wayne was in high school when I first started teaching a few years ago. And after high school, attended Tennessee Tech, and what happened from there?
Well, after graduated from Tech, worked with Oshkosh Wagosh for a little while, about 2 years.
Okay, talk about that when you came back here and went to work. Did you work just in the Salina factory, or?
I worked at Salina factory and some in the Columbia factory. My dad worked for Oshkosh in the plant department up here, and then he went on to become plant manager in Columbia.
And so you worked both, and what was your job there?
I was an industrial engineer, manufacturing engineer.
And what kind of, with a garment factory,
mm-hmm.
what kind of duties did you have?
Primarily establishing a rate structure. You know, at that time, they did primarily piece rate, and it was my job, or one of my jobs, to actually develop what the time standards were or how many they had to do to make production.
So you're the guy that came in with a little clipboard and a stopwatch.
I was the bad guy, yes.
Well, see, I worked up in Tompkinsville and the group we worked in, a lot of us guys, we would the guy'd come around with the clipboard and the stopwatch, and we'd take a bathroom break.
That's very common.
But that was, do you remember approximately how many people worked there at Oshkosh at that time?
Oh, gosh, no, but I'm thinking 350 or so. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine in this time. And I just saw last night looking in, I guess online somewhere, that Cone Manufacturing over in North Carolina, they are getting ready to close down the last Selwage denim.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Mill in this country. So from now on, after the beginning next year, even the denim won't be made in this country.
You know, that's hard for me to fathom because I worked for the Lee Company, Lee Jeans, for a while. And I went to some of those big Burlington denim mills, and it was just a fantastic operation, highly automated, back in the late 80s. And to think of those being gone now, it's a shock.
I believe they said it was Selwage denim.
Selwage, yeah.
I don't know what the difference in that, just regular denim.
No, it's all.
That's just what it was called.
Yeah.
But I saw that, and I thought, you know, that's another sad day for us. And I know, as you said, we with 350 people here, and in this this manufacturing establishment that Oshkosh had here and all the other places, the variety of products that were made in those factories. I know, of course, there was a shirt division that made everything from work shirts to dress shirts, and then blue jeans, blue jean jackets, work pants, dress pants. I mean, it was amazing the different things that were turned out by the ladies that sewed down there. And
it was incredible back in the day of their product line. They actually did some of the old work pants that had to be baked to set the creases in and everything.
Yeah, I remember that. Called Corotron. Does that bring back a
Yeah, that brings back some memories.
Okay, and then after you left the garment industry, I guess you left the country, didn't you?
I moved to Utah, still working in the garment apparel business, and then moved to East Tennessee, a couple of places in Virginia, and then I got the opportunity to transition from apparel and wound up working for Volvo Trucks as a manufacturing engineer for them.
Okay, let's stop right there and get in a word from our sponsors and come back. Let's talk about Volvo for a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, say between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I just got reminded a few minutes ago that this is National Retired Teachers Week. And I guess those of us that are retired teachers, this is our week, but I tried to con myself into a free Dairy Queen cake, but I don't think it works. But we'd like to take this time to recognize and thank all of the teachers, retired and non-retired, for the great job that they do. And National Retired Teachers Week. So if you know a retired teacher, maybe you can bake them a cake and take it to them. So and help them celebrate this week. Well, Wayne?
Yes, sir.
We were talking a little bit about Volvo.
We were. Volvo, of course, it's the Class 8 big trucks, sleeper trucks, the semis. And at the time I retired from them about a year and a half ago, and at the time I retired, we were making 176 struts a day, building them from scratch. I worked in the cab plant where we actually built the cab shell from big pieces of metal, some of them imported from Sweden, some of them stamped here in the United States. And we welded them all together and then sent them on to be painted.
Okay, and the I know that, that process, Volvo still makes trucks.
They make trucks in Dublin, Virginia.
And I know, of course, we the Peterbilt truck. I know we had a Peterbilt plant down in Nashville, and I think that's since closed. But right now in this area here, I don't know where I'm not sure you're aware of it. The Fitzgerald folks up in Pickett County.
I've heard about that.
They make a thing called a glider cab adaptation. I think they're taking old trucks and customizing them and reworking them, that type of thing. So that is a hot business here in this area right now.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, and you said how many trucks?
176 a day. That's a lot of trucks.
Yes, it is. And do they manufacture and place them out in like showroom areas for sale, or are they already sold?
Dealerships. They're pretty much already sold, but we did manufacture some for the dealerships themselves.
Okay. Now, all right, we've got you up to that point, and you retired about a year and a half ago.
I did.
And came home.
I did.
And have settled in here now after a year and a half.
Yes, sir. Happy to be back, actually.
And I know years ago you participated in a little local band.
Did, a couple of them.
Well, have you done anything with your music during all this time when you were earning a living?
Well, at times I did. I have a 31-year-old daughter, and during her formative years, from the time she was born to the time she got out of high school, I sort of quit and then picked it back up and been playing a little bit off and on ever since.
Okay, so you haven't forgotten all of it.
Hopefully not, but, yeah.
Okay, now we've brought you up to this date, the ID board.
Okay.
I know you're kind of new at that. And
yes.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the ID board right now.
Well, the biggest thing that's really going now is we have a piece of property, 53 acres up on Mitchell Street, or just off Mitchell Street, and we're trying to prep it so it would be available for an industry that was interested in a plot of land or something, a community that would support that, a new venture, to be able to have the land prepped, to be able to have somebody just move in. And that is a heavy undertaking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, finding 100 jobs in one place for a community this size is a tremendous undertaking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But there are solicitations that go out to the local communities from the state just every month. And we normally we, Clay County and Salina, don't have the piece of land to be able to support those solicitations. So that's part of the venture that we're involved in right now.
Okay. Now, of course, I know one of the major things we're looking forward to here, the first one would be the completion of the four lane through the interstate.
If that were to happen, that would be advantageous, for sure.
I know that Houghton County will, I'd say probably when they finish this little stretch they've got going now, they will finish it and connect to ours.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have noticed quite a turnaround in big truck traffic through Salina since the part that we've done on our end.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then also over on the Kentucky side, I'm sure you're aware that there's in the works over there a bypass around Tompkinsville.
I am.
And that They're looking for a connect all the way up to the maybe to the Bluegrass Parkway and all the way up to I-65 at sometime in the future.
Right.
And I've noticed, too, and I'm sure that the merchants here have noticed, that there has been a shift in truck traffic, that we're getting quite a few truck drivers that prefer to come through Salina instead of going down and trying to get through Lebanon, Nashville, and Clarksville.
Understandably.
And they're bypassing that and coming through this way. And I think that our boat dock owners have noticed a change in traffic in boaters coming through this area again. So it looks like there are some things going on. But I know you probably can't talk about any particulars you've got going on with folks that you've been in contact with, but I'm sure that you do have some folks that are quite interested in this area.
We do not at this time because we don't have the land fully vetted. But as soon as we can make that happen, then we'll be able to open it up for business, so to speak.
Okay, now we do still have some vacant. Do we have some vacant buildings now for industry?
I'm not sure what we have vacant at this point.
I know the Cumberland Medical Group. I'm not sure what their official name is. I know they've some space down that way, and I was just trying to think right offhand if we do have anything that would be available for anybody to immediately occupy. I don't know. Okay, now Wayne, what are you looking forward to in your role on the industrial board, other than down there with that?
Well, anything that I can do to help facilitate the community and their interests.
And who all is on the industrial development board?
Wayne Rich is president. I'm vice president. Ike Bonecutter is on the board. Danny Nivens is on the board. The local county mayor and the city mayor are both on the board, and the Kevin Donaldson, the
Chad,
head of the chamber, he's on the board, and I hope I haven't left anybody out.
Okay, and I know going down through the list of names there, not disparaging the board over the years, but it looks like there's a completely new generation of folks on there, even though I guess we kept folks close to our age being in a new generation from the industrial development recruiting group that we've had in years past. It looks like, you know, maybe a more aggressive group, a little bit younger group, some of them are, and look like, you know, with their aid, maybe you guys are going to maybe turn something around here and get us something going here.
Well, I would hope so. I can't. Of course, being new, I don't know the history, you know, behind the previous members and everything. I did neglect to mention Patricia Strong, who's also on the board. But, yeah, I think we have a group of people that are generally interested in the community and improving the quality of life in Clay County and Salina.
I know there's, of course, there's some business owners on there and some retired folks on there.
Absolutely. It's a lot easier, I guess, maybe to get retired folks because they have far less outside pressures or day-to-day pressures, let's say.
I wonder if the industrial board has ever really considered maybe getting maybe a couple of high school students to serve on like an interim position there for a little bit and get some real young ideas on that thing.
That would not hurt, I don't think. But I don't know if that's ever been considered or not.
Yeah, I mean, that sometimes out of the mouth of babes.
Absolutely. I remember when I was one of those. No, I really don't remember it. No, I really don't. It's too long ago.
Well, let's take a little short break, come back, and we'll go through the process of giving away a cake here in a minute.
That sounds good.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I think we're back, Wayne. Okay. I guess first thing, I'm going to let you reach in there and just blindly pull me out a number there, and we'll give somebody a cake here.
I've got my eyes closed for anybody. Yeah.
And let's see who we got that won a cake today. Looks like Brittany Davis has won the cake. And Brittany celebrated a birthday on the 13th of this month. So, Brittany, the process is you go over by the Clay County Chamber Building and pick up a certificate, take it over to Dairy Queen, and they'll present you with one of these delicious ice cream cakes from over there. Of course, we're getting down to the short rows again. We're about to finish up. Wayne, what are you looking forward to accomplish by being back here in Clay County?
Well, I want to have a good quality of life personally, and anything I can do to help the community, I'm all about it.
Oh, and oh, I have a couple of things that I know of that I think you recently got the old Dodge truck running, haven't you?
I did. Actually, it's a 1936 Dodge Brothers truck. I think that's before they split up and went their separate ways. And I still got a lot of work to do on it. But
it's still got the original old motor in it.
It does.
All those things. And also another, I guess, kind of a Volkswagen Beetle, maybe.
I've got a 73 Volkswagen Beetle and a 83 El Camino.
Well, now you got to get those things out and get them cranked up and come down to the car shows here.
I just started working on those about two months ago to get them all up and running. I also got a 73 Ford pickup. So I'm car four.
Well, all right, let's see. We need to remind everyone, the football game tomorrow night down at Joan Hill Leeds football, at the football field, and that's against Pickett County. And that is, if we win that one, we get to host the first round of the playoffs. And that's a big, big, big upswing for us. Been a pretty good year for our football team. I think they've got this maybe a couple more games yet to go. And we'll remind everyone again, this is National Retired Teachers Week. And If you want to tell one of your former teachers, great job, take time out and tell them. And I'd like to remember something, though, but when you walk up to one of your former teachers and don't introduce yourself, and just kind of start talking, and you expect that teacher to remember you, remember now that they had about 100 kids every day come through their classroom, but you only had that one teacher. It's a whole lot easier for you to remember them than it is to remember you. I bet you don't remember me, but most of the time we don't really remember you. You know, we see that face, we hear that voice, but
people change too.
Well, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard someone say that years do make some difference in your physical appearance.
Yes, it didn't for me, but I don't know how I escaped that.
Well, you know, I don't either how that happened. I guess they're just a lucky few that...
Absolutely.
But with that, I guess with you and I kind of patting ourselves on the back a little bit here, we'll close out for the day.
That sounds good.
And it's been a pleasure once again coming to you from the historic Clay County Courthouse. And once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here on your radio dial at WVFB FM 101.5. And tune in tonight at 6 o'clock and you'll hear a rebroadcast of this. And it's also streamed on the Dale Hollow Horizon site. And also remember that the Dale Hollow Horizon hosts the football game play-by-play each ball game with Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver. So tune in on your computer on that. And with that said, I guess we better say good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.